Welcome to Awakening Matters with your host, Cynthia Sloan. I invite you to relax and just know that today's interaction, contemplation, and conversation with you has everything to do with this very special day because it is my birthday and I arrived on this earth plane today and have spent a lot of the day, if not all of it, contemplating 58 years of life and all the levels and areas in that I have experienced. And it has really brought me to such a sacred space, and I want to share that with you. As always, Awakening Matter covers everything from consciousness to physicality to health, mental, emotional, physical, to Hall of Records, soul contracts, and many, many, many other areas. And so please and always remember, never replace your own truth. Only if it resonates, then make it your own. Otherwise, move on to the next statement and your truth. I'm just sharing with you my truth. So, on this very special day to me, as you can imagine, I'm so much, well, I'll put it differently. I am very steeped and anchored in gratitude. What I will also say is that it has brought me to a very clear place of recognition that I have been through harrowing experiences, which I'm sure we can all in our own mental, emotional translation of our lives at different moments, I hope not continuous, share similar harrowing experiences, because one person's harrowing experiences might be different than another, but nonetheless as intense. And so I speak to you from a place of looking at my life, 58 years of what I have survived, and what I can tell you with complete certainty is there is a higher source. There is a higher energy. There is a higher power. There is a higher intelligence. There is a higher consciousness. There is a higher ability of love and light and of creation that dwells within you. And if you can't feel it and you don't know it, in times where you are in harrowing experiences of your life where you do not even understand what's happening or why it's happening, you are lifted up and somehow you experience what I'm going to share with you. So throughout my life, I had an experience with my father, who is no longer in body. And that experience was from birth, way into my late 30s, and certainly living under his roof as a child, an infant and a child, teenager and onward, severe abuse, mental, emotional, some physical, and so severe that there was a relationship between that body of work and myself as a, well, to be quite honest, I had spirit guides, which I met very young, and they came to me and said, we're going to use this physical experience that you are living. Of course, it was put differently to me at different ages. Nonetheless, we're going to use this physical experience that you are having, that you are living, to teach you, to share with you. Not meaning they created the negativity, but they came to me and said, you're going to learn from this. You're going to learn to do what I do. You're going to learn to experience it and survive it. We're going to assist you to save yourself, but not without a connection to something greater, to a love and a light that surpassed all the hatred, surpassed it tenfold, quadrillionfold. And so at the time that that darkness and self-hate, meaning his, because he did not understand that he was connected to the same source, same energy, same consciousness, whatever you want to call it, same love, because he did not feel worthy. And had he known that even in a glimpse of it, I would not have had those experiences, and I would have learned in other ways. Bringing it back full circle, though, when that darkness and hatred and negativity was present, sometimes 8 hours a day, you have to stand there and you can't move. Sam, he would be saying that to me as a young adult or even younger child. You can't move, and he would just continue to verbally try and destroy me. And at times, I did feel like, what am I doing here? Really, what am I doing here? And yes, I had conversations as a young child and as a young adult with my guides in that context. But it was in those moments that I would feel a light and a love so much bigger than that vacancy that was desperate in his own right and leaning into me to take my life force from me, that this light and this love and this energy and this frequency and this vibration and this knowing and this familiar connection to something so much bigger than abuse, so much bigger than a vacancy of darkness, that I, in the moment that, or 8 hours in or throughout, I would transcend the experience into a place of love, into a place of clarity, understanding, into a place very young of being able to see auras, energies, the construct of the mental, emotional body, etc. Sometimes I saw things and I didn't even understand what they meant, until they were slowly taught to me in a language that I could comprehend. And so this went on for most of my adult life. And then, so I would have to say, on a humanistic level, my relationship with my father was that he was, again, in my humanity, I stayed far away and clear from him as much as possible, but he would seek me out. And I have to say the majority of the abuse was verbal and also very terrorizing, a lot of terror. He would abuse my dog. He would abuse things that I loved. He would hold a knife to my throat. I mean, it was severe, and I don't... No, it's not I don't think. I know that I could not be the person that I am today at 58 had I not received a higher power, a higher energy, a higher love, and a higher source, and a higher understanding, and a higher energy, and that I was part of that, moving through my body of work, moving through my mental, emotional, physical and energetic body to lift me up and out of what I was hearing and experiencing and saying, look at who you truly are, and that is not the rendition that you are hearing. And understand that you are hearing and experiencing what you are because that person has separated themselves from love. And so... a lifetime of this, back and forth, back and forth, and very damaging, especially if I hadn't done the work that I have done and do to constantly renew on a daily basis my self-definition and my awareness of who I truly am, even beyond this physical form. And who we all are. I'm not putting myself separate from, above, or below anyone. I stand alongside, but I'm very clear of who I am and why I am. And so I say all this to you because turning 58 and remembering that, and you can find this translation of this, what I'm sharing with you on a video on my website, which is Cynthia Sloan, SLON9.com. There's a video in there of this, which I'm sharing with you. I'm sure I'm sharing it from my perspective now when the video was made, I don't know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. That was my perspective then. And so my father became very ill, and there's a reason I'm talking about my father and this, my birthday, because he was 58, and he became very ill, and I just turned 58. And so I was summoned, called to his home, and when I arrived, some family members that were there left. But I was not given any information, not from my intuition or my guides or even from people that were at the, there was very little communication between myself and any family. So I'm not surprised by that. But what I encountered was when I walked through his door, this towering, pained man who could only offer more pain beyond him had shrunk to almost nothing. This was a man that was over 6'2", 6'3", and a very big man. And when I walked in the door, when he was 58, I was taken aback, and I looked at him, and what did I see? I saw who he truly was, even in that big towering outfit. I saw this small person who was very scared and very emaciated and very ill and dying. And I immediately, upon looking at him, I saw that the rage and the hate that he had towards himself, because he did not feel connected to anything, he was an atheist, that all of that rage and that hate was gone. But it did not matter, because when I looked at him and I saw him across the room, I felt a power and an energy and a light within me so much greater than my entire life and experience with him could even come close to. That it went beyond me, myself, him, and it, our entire history, and it brought me full circle into a place of such compassion, such love, and such energy that it almost lifted me off my feet. And I remember looking at him, and the compassion I felt is, there you are. There's that small child that was wailing on me. I'm not saying abuse is okay. Absolutely not. Everything he did was wrong. Not okay. I do not condone abuse of any kind. But I'm sharing my experience of my father 2 weeks before he died, and that the source within me and the light within me and the love of creation within me was looking at the creation in front of me as it truly always was, but was hiding. And all I saw in front of me was a person in fear and a person confused and a person emaciated. And again, there wasn't even a blink of the eye. When I looked at him, there was just compassion, and my intuition internally, which is very strong, amplified 100-fold. And because he was not able to communicate very well, and I immediately was able to feel what he needed, know what he needed, and answer that call. Now, something that began right there and then that I truly had no preparation for. And you know what? That is a blessing. Because had I had preparation for what I was about to experience, I may have backed out. My humanity may have said, oh, no, not with him. Not going to go through what I'm about to go through with him. But I didn't have that preview, which in all our lives, sometimes we don't have a preview and we just show up. And of course, we all think back to all areas of our lives and maybe different ages and times, and we think, I wonder if I had made a different choice or et cetera. We have regrets. This experience, not a regret. So what began in that experience was the family members that were there left. Literally, as I walked in, they were walking out the door. And I was like, okay, bye. My mother, God bless her soul, who was also passed, she at the time could not handle that he was going through what he was going through. And so she left. Basically, she would come in after, I don't know, 3 a.m. I certainly was not available for that, and meaning I was sleeping, and she would leave before our sunrise, and so I never saw her. So literally, on the stage and the page of our book of life was that man who tried to break my soul and break me in half, and me caretaking him. And so what I so was, and continue to be, as you could tell in my voice, amazed by is I did not have inner conflict. There was zero inner conflict. When I looked at him, I felt so much compassion that it immediately took over any cellular response of conflict. And I immediately was in a space of compassion. Now, did I feel tremendous love pouring forth to him? Was it an emotional love? No. I felt compassion, and that I was going to do, I knew my calling was to do whatever I could do for that being. And so began the dance 2 weeks before he died of, now remember, this man was still, I say that he had become emaciated, but he was still over, he was extremely tall and very heavy, even though now I'm a tiny person. And so he's, let's say he's six, he was 6'3" when he was here, and I'm about 5'3". And so, and I was tiny, and so even tinier when it was over. But, and the reason I'm telling you this is part of his issue, he had cancer, and part of his issue was that he kept passing out. And I mean just rock solid drop wherever he was. And if there was something in his way, if it was me, if it was furniture, that was going down with him. And I cannot tell you strong enough how many times, endless of times, that he would pass out and I would stop, and he was bleeding, but he was out of his body. He was passed out, gone. And it was just me. Me and the entire universe, me and the God energy that dwells within me, that is real because I experience it every day, and I did in this way. I would stop and I would say a prayer that could be felt through the root system of the entire world. And I would say, give me your strength. I need to pick up this man with arms shaking, with whole body shaking. I would literally slide underneath one of his arms, wrap it around my neck, go my head underneath his neck, grab his other arm, wrap that around my neck, hold his arms against my body, and then, again, I'm laying on my stomach, back out a little bit. Again, not possible without a higher power source, energy, frequency, whatever you want to call it, whatever your comfort level is, it is real. I have lived it and continue to every day. And so when I had this man who was passed out and heavier than cement itself around my body, and I was able to lift myself up and sit back with his body on mine, and then literally without letting go of his arms, stand up, one knee, then another, and then stand up, I didn't even have time, energy, or ability, or attention to focus on the miracles that were happening through me, with me, for me, and for him. I was just in the moment and trying to help him survive the next moment. So I would sit him up, and I would immediately let go of his arms, which were completely like cement. They would fall to his side, and I would grab him around the waist. And then I would literally, I'm standing, but he's much taller, drag him over and lean him against the couch or sit him where I could, and then he would come to. This happened so many times. And I couldn't really, I tried to say to him, please, can you just stay in this area, or can you not walk around, etc. And he needed to move. And for some reason, that source within me, I understood his need to grasp for any amount of life or power of life left that he had. And so I understood it, and I couldn't put words to it, nor did I need to. And so two other times that I experienced this extreme inner power was when he had a music studio in the basement of his home. He was a musician and very successful. And he said, I need to go down in the basement. I have something for you. Will you help me? And I said, absolutely. Well, he was behind me. And again, really strong in the sense that he was still tall and much bigger than I. And again, he was a musician and a drummer, and his arms and were still a lot stronger than I could have not survived nor thrived in that environment had I not stopped and focused, prayed, communicated, called upon, gave permission to receive in deep gratitude, please help me. And I'm sure I put it differently, but I'm trying to give the example of prior to walking down the stairs into the basement, because he had something to give me, I said a prayer, and I felt this energy source run through my entire body. And again, I would start vibrating or shaking. And I would say, okay, with this, I can do anything. With my guides, with my spirit guides, my counsel, my light body, I can do anything. And so there we started down the stairs, one step at a time. And let me tell you, every step that he took, his entire body weight was on my shoulders. My entire body was holding his physical weight, because he had one hand on one shoulder and one hand on the other shoulder of mine, and he was leaning forward to get his footing okay, and I was just on the next foot, on the next step with the next foot, and we went all the way down the stairs like that. When we got to the bottom of the stairs, I didn't even feel pain in my shoulders at that time. Now, I will tell you later on, my physical body literally let me know, you need to stop doing this. You need to call hospice. You need to get help. You need to stop doing this. You can't, we're going to start breaking apart. But before that happened and way later on, we get to the bottom of the stairs, and he looks at me, and he says, I'm sorry, I can't even remember why we're down here. And, of course, I said, no problem. Let's go back up. And so I got behind him and literally pushed him with all of my body weight and the energy that surrounded me and literally pushed with me to get him all the way up the stairs into the middle floor of their home. And when it was all done, he said, I need to use the restroom. And I said, now, I never would have imagined that that I would be given the opportunity to show up for another human being at this level, nonetheless, a human being who every day, in every way, tried to destroy me. And so he said, I need to use the restroom. And I said, let's leave the door open. And he said, no, please, you have to understand this. I have to do this. Let me do this. And I said, okay. So he went into the bathroom, closed the door, and I was right outside the door because he had been passing out so much. Well, lo and behold, before he could do anything, even undress, so he was still clothed, he passed out. But wait a second. He didn't just pass out in the bathroom. It sounded on the outer door of the bathroom that he fell and he took the entire architectural connection to joints, walls, lights, glass, like he took it all down. Like I was expecting to open the door and see just a vacant hole because it was so loud and so intense. Except when I went to push on the door, that's when I realized that part of his body had passed out against the door. So again, I say to you that I stood there and I said, please, I can't really remember what I said at the moment, but I know it was a prayer and a desire and a focus and a calling. Please help me help this person right now. I cannot do this alone. And again, that energy of vibration through me, and it felt just like a lightness, which is kind of odd if you think about it, because it gave me strength that I could not explain. But yet when it arrived, it was so light, it felt like I was lifting up out of my body or lifting off the ground because of the vibration I would feel. It was such a lightness. So I push against the door. Nope, wouldn't even budge. I push some more, wouldn't budge. So I take a deep breath and I wrap my hand around the doorknob and I free my other hand up so that I can push really hard and try and push my head through the door so that at least I can look in and see what I'm dealing with. And so I managed to do that. The door swung open. I stuck my kind of, this part is a little bit, just a little bit. The door swung open, and it was about to swing the other direction towards me and shut when I was able to get my head in and my neck is against the door frame and the door comes flying back and against my neck. And I'm like, oh my God. Again, no bruise, nothing. So at the time, I don't know why I wasn't like concerned. Well, actually I do, because I felt there was no need to be concerned about that. So I looked down and he had passed out. Both of his legs were against the door and his body was wrapping around the toilet and the top part of his body and his head and his neck were laying behind the toilet and his hand was shoved in the, I guess he went to reach for something prior to passing out, was shoved and bleeding very intensely in the paper or the toilet paper roll area. And I was like, oh my God. Well, first I realized, how am I going to get in the door with his body against the door? And so I tell you this, not from a place to convince anybody, but from a place of sharing with you what is possible when we focus on a love that dwells within us that is greater than matter itself. Miracles occur. I know this because I lived it. And I looked down, I saw that I lowered myself down to the ground. I was able to push the door with my elbow, stick my hand through the door, and push his legs out of the way just enough. And this had to be a collaboration and a choreography where before that door was going to slam back on me, I had to get my body through that sliver of a door and into the bathroom fully. And lo and behold, right before it slammed on my body, I was able to get through that door and it slammed shut. And I'm standing in this very small bathroom. It wasn't a walk-in bathroom. It was the guest bathroom and it was very small. And so I'm standing there and I'm looking at his body and I'm like, okay, it's wrapped around the toilet and he's laying on the ground and he's like 8 feet tall. Oh my gosh. So again, close your eyes, go within, feel the energy of source that's so much stronger and greater than anything that you are looking at. Anything that tries to convince you, you are not capable, you are not able to, you can't do it. The source within you, the energy that you're connected to, and the universal consciousness of all that is, dwells within a love greater than anything. And so I slowly, against the door that I just slammed on us both, put my back against it and slowly lowered my body, and then I laid beside him. I grabbed the hand that was his left hand that was around the toilet area, and I pulled it behind him. I grabbed that, and then I sat up, and I grabbed his right hand, took it out of the toilet paper holder, put that on the floor, and then I laid next to him, and I just pulled him out from behind the toilet. So now his legs are up against the wall, and I needed to grab his right arm, put it around my shoulder, and then sit him up by pushing my body up, not in a standing position, but a sitting position. And yeah, without a knowing and a childhood, and that's why I'm saying it to whoever is listening, I had an entire childhood where every time this individual tried to take me down, a light so much stronger and a love so much greater took the place of anything that started to crack or break within me. And so did I walk into his house and go, I'm the superhero, I'm going to do it? Not at all, not at, in any way, shape, or form. In fact, like I said earlier, anything about my childhood disappeared when I saw him. And so when I saw him, it was not an emotional or mental thing of, oh, I'm going to help you and later on I might let you suffer or something weird, or actually not weird in the sense that if you've gone through a lifetime of abuse, you know, your abuser's weakened and passing out. Not me, and I don't condone it or even invite anybody to, but somebody might feel some emotional intensity at that time. I did not. I was focused on the task at hand, and I was focused on being at one with what I was being asked to do, and not asked by someone, asked by the situation itself. So I was able to sit, take my body from a laying position, sitting up with him sitting up next to me, and then slowly turn my body towards the door, in turn turning his legs as much as I needed to in order to have access to the door, and then grab, let go of one of his arms, grab the door handle, and begin to open it while holding on and backing up. Okay? I don't even know how it's possible to hold on to a doorknob and back up at the same time. The door was opening slowly, and then finally I was able to get it fully opened and then begin to take the hand that used the doorknob to open it and grab that doorknob to try and stand both of us up, which, without a knowing or a belief, and let me be that knowing and belief for you if you are struggling, meaning let my story and my knowing, you don't even have to have a belief or the words for it. I mean, it is your journey and you choose. And I will say to you, when you choose to remember or align with something greater than you and greater than your circumstance, it changes, meaning trust. And I'm not talking about trust in a person. Because at that time, if somebody had said to me, put your trust in this person, no, it was trust in something greater than me, and I know that a lifetime, he was 58, so I was in my 30s, and a lifetime of experiences with a greater love than what I ever experienced with humanity, is what walked in that door with me. And I didn't know, again, what was before me other than in that moment, the level of compassion was a surprise to me. It was a surprise to me when I thought about it later that how can there be so much compassion for a person who didn't show any? And I'm not saying you should or you shouldn't have compassion. Again, I am sharing my story, my experience only, not to replace anyone else's belief, their story, their experience. I'm not condoning anything. I'm just telling you my story. That's it. And what I'm sharing with you is that there were moments in between all of that where he was lucid for a moment, and he looked at me, and he said, none of us knew you. I had a very isolating childhood. I was either being abused or kept out of everything. Those were the options. So nobody really talked to me, et cetera. And so other than the entire universe, you know what I mean? And all the animals that I gathered around me. But in any case, that's for another episode. But, so he looked at me with tremendous clarity in a lucid moment, and he said, none of us knew you. None of us took the time to even get to know you. None of us knew that you are the way you are, that you do what you do. He says, I even think of something, when he was in bed in his room, he says, I even think of something, and you are in, and I open my eyes, and you are standing there handing me the very thing that I haven't even had to ask for. He said, none of us, and he said, I've fallen in love with you, and now I'm leaving. I've fallen in love with you, and now I'm leaving. And I looked at him, and it was a moment that healed all moments that ever came before them. Because did he apologize? No and yes. Because he showed me his vulnerability. He showed me that in that moment, looking at me and really seeing me, because I was looking at him and really seeing him, that two hearts were able to heal. And I didn't go there even knowing that he was in that shape, but also I didn't go there thinking, I'm going to heal his heart. No. No, I honestly didn't go there thinking any of that. But when I saw him, it was definitely a compassion that filled my heart to a level of Sacred Heart. And so for him to share his vulnerability in his humanity at a level that was real and not layers of fear and hate and rage was a gift to us both, a gift to us both. And as quickly as he said that, I didn't even respond. He passed out, but he was, again, sitting, so that was okay, and I had towels around him and everything. Okay, so we dropped the call accidentally, so or the call dropped, or the call was wanting to leave. Either way, I'm back now. So, my mother had been through, I don't really know what she was going through at the time, other than I can only imagine. I don't know if she was joyful that he was leaving or terrified. Again, there wasn't a lot of communication until one night. One night, actually it was prior to the evening, a package came to the door, and I received the package. She was not there. Like I said, she was not there for most of this. And I opened up the package, and it was sent from his doctor, and it was medication to help him because he was in a lot of pain. And so I'm holding the medication, I'm reading it, and my mother arrives, and she walks in. And you know what? This was not okay either, folks. However, because of the depth that I was experiencing all of this from, thankfully I wasn't in my mental body, I was in my soul body, I was able to see beyond it, through it. And she walked in with rage, and she grabbed, I mean, literally just walked in the door, grabbed the medicine bottle out of my hand and threw it against the wall, and it just smashed into smithereens. And I was shocked, and I looked at her, and he was sitting on the couch, and he was really quite out of it. And I said, he needs that. And she said, get out. And she took all the rage that she had. I'm not being a victim here. I'm sharing something that's very important. She took all the rage that she had about him, about his disease, about their life, etc. And I was the receiver in that moment. It all came to a point. And she looked at me, and she just came after me with arms and fists and yelling, and I immediately went into the garage because I didn't want him to witness it, which is kind of odd considering our past. But anyway, so I go into the garage and I get behind the car, and she is just raging, and she isn't just talking or yelling. She is screaming at the top of her lungs, and she's saying to me, I can't repeat what she said on the show, but she is in essence saying to me, you are killing him. You need to get out of here. You were never wanted. You were, and that's nothing compared to what I was told throughout my life from toddler on up. But you were never wanted, and now you're here and you're killing him, and I want you out. I want you out of here. And it's so odd because I would have thought in a heartbeat that I would have been like, okay, yeah, let me just grab my purse. I'm good to go. It sounds like you're going to be here now, so I'm out. And I just looked at her and I said, it's okay. There were some other things that she said that I won't repeat. And I did not feel compassion for her. Please, don't get me wrong. My humanity was still intact. I did not feel compassion for her. But I did understand through it and around it that she was terrified and taking it out on me. And I was not okay with the stuff that she said, because I heard that stuff and worse every day of my life from my father, but not her. And now it was full circle. She was repeating the stuff that he had said and worse, but it was coming from her. And so, yeah, there was a moment there where Cynthia, the human, kind of died inside and was like, really? But then that source and that energy and that light lifted me back up again and said, no, bigger picture. You can't leave just yet. And so I said to her, I don't recall saying anything to her. I'm going to have to go back and watch my own video about all this, but I don't recall saying anything to her at the time. Honestly, I can't remember with her what I said. I don't think I said much. I think I said, I'm going to stay to make sure that he gets what he needs or whatever. And then I honestly felt concerned for myself, because she was not happy with that decision. So the reason that I mentioned that is, even in that moment, I did not abandon myself, forget myself, or my connection. In fact, it only grew stronger. It only grew bigger. My connection to the universe, to my energy body, to the knowing of my chakras, to my energy centers, to the consciousness that we are connected to, and the ability for us to not only survive but thrive in the hardest of survival. I shouldn't even say that, because I know that there are people all over the world that are surviving in much, much worse scenarios. But for me, and for anybody who's in their worst absolute moments, and it feels like they are not going to survive it, that is their worst survival moment. And for me, that whole scenario, and anything to do with my family leading up to when they passed, was that. And so was that survival issue with the ability to feel something connected to something so much greater than their human pain, their human love, their human judgment, their humanity. And so I say to you that the reason I'm sharing this with you, he died in 2001, is because I turned 58 and he died at 58. And so it not only triggered within me lots of memories that, quite honestly, I have not revisited for some time, but I was able to look at those memories with an even bigger view and a clarity and a deeper understanding that, you know, there's a lot of beautiful cards out there, Hallmark or other cards that say, it was horrible but worth it, or it was the darkness but because of it you found the light. Okay, I did not feel a greeting card after that experience. No, I didn't. I felt, physically, by the time he was taken to the hospital, I was physically, I had lost like 20 pounds, and I had, which I didn't have any room to lose, and I had physically, I felt intact, and I can't imagine, had I not connected with my inner source, what I would have been dealing with. Physically, or emotionally or mentally after something like that. And so I say to you, if you are in a struggle in your life, if you feel alone, if you feel unheard, unseen, if you are in a survival capacity right now because you can't, even your cells are vibrating at a state of survival and you just can't even sleep or eat because you feel so strained and drained and terrified, please breathe, call whatever your belief system is, whatever it is, call upon love. Love is universal. Love, it is an energy and a source that exists in all belief systems. So call upon whatever your belief system is. Call upon your higher self. Call upon your unconditional love for yourself, because you don't want to be judging yourself and then calling upon love and fighting with yourself. Call upon love to lift you up. Call upon love to renew you, to help heal you, to show you a way out, to give you the source and the energy and the strength if you need it, wherever you are and what you're going through. You are not alone. And when you focus on that possibility and allow it in, if you call upon that love and that light to, and you ask for help, there are many different things out there that tell you you have to ask this way or you have to ask that way, or if you don't ask this way, you'll only get 20%. I am saying to you, I don't care if you're desperate. I mean, I care, but I'm saying if you don't have to be desperate to ask for help, but ask for help nonetheless and allow yourself to receive it. You can even say in ways known or unknown, I receive it in my life. Because I am breathing, I call back my worth. I am worthy. Why? Why am I worthy? Because I'm breathing. I was told every single day of my life, you shouldn't be alive, you're worth nothing, and you were never wanted in this household. Now that at in its own time, I was receiving that message before I could speak because I could energetically feel it. And then when I could understand the words, it just continued from there. So what I'm saying to you is not poor me. I do have compassion for myself, though, during that time. But I am saying to you, you are part of and included in and called upon, and you are thought of, and you are created with purpose and reason, and you are not abandoned. If you look to humanity to tell you who you are, if they are not in a place of wholeness, they will offer you where they're at. If you look within and go to source and go to love and go to your energy being and to your universal self, you connect with wholeness. And so I say to you, reach within and ask to receive, ask for help, and then allow yourself to become that being for yourself that starts to feel lighter and starts to see the clarity through the clouds. I wish you well. I'm sending you light. And I am absolutely here to tell you that you are 150% worthy and that you matter and that awakening matters. And if you awaken to yourself, that's part of why you're here. And may it be a much easier path than mine. And if anything I said here tonight helped you, take it and make it your own and apply it. Bye for now.
Thank you.